Right before the break, I said, where are these ideas coming from? And I think that American universities, specifically Ivy League universities, are the brewing house for a lot of these ideas. And I just don't think this randomly. I went to Brown University, and I was taught how America's an imperialist country and we're taking over other countries. Well, how can you take over other countries if what you're giving them is freedom? The ideas of freedom and values, and look at what happened with the Berlin Wall. I mean, I went through Checkpoint Charlie. I know what it was like to see the crosses on the West Berlin side of the wall between the two Berlins at the time. And I saw the guards paroling the walls. I knew what it was like as a teenager to be frisked, to go into East Berlin. I know what freedom is. I went through the concentration camp at Auschwitz, and you just go through a horrific, numbing experience. So why am I saying that the universities are brewing these ideas? Well, partly from my own first-hand experience, you go through and you feel guilty for being an American. In classes that you take, you read books on imperialism. A lot of the liberal art classes are denouncing American ideals. Of course, I went there during the hippie generation, so you know, they were burning flags. They weren't waving them. But also, recently, I went to a celebration of the 3 millionth book at the Brown University Library. Now, books are a sign of freedom, that people can think, that people can use their minds productively, exchange ideas, disagree with one another. It's fabulous. They're such a symbol of independent thinking, of individualism, of the benevolence. And at that same event, the campus was filled with sheets, actual bed sheets, that were saying, you know, Marx and his revolution, this is a virtue, it's wonderful. Now, whether it's terrorist or whether it's Marx, it's the same envy of America. And so I went up to someone who was in development at Brown, and I said, what the heck is going on here? We're celebrating freedom, and at the same time, we're supporting the destruction of freedom. And he said, you know what? This is the work of 20 students on campus, and they belong to the International Socialist Organization. He said that much of the unrest on campus stems from the small but very active and vocal group. I had to see that for myself. So I went to one of their meetings. I did not identify myself. And what I heard was absolutely chilling. This was in October 1997. There were 20 students there, a lot of them disgruntled, angry Americans. Some of them were foreigners from the Mideast. And what they were saying is that capitalism is a tool of oppression. And what they were looking for on the Brown University campus was that they want worldwide revolution, starting in the major G7 countries. And that they could see that in Vietnam retreated, even with a small country, we retreated. And so that, you know, we're vulnerable. They want the stock market to be unstable. They want to strike in enough industries at one time so that you have a revolution. And they had a name for it, the Wobblies. And then you can advance on, they had a name for that, the Domino Effect. This is at Brown University. They work to agitate unrest actively. And how do they do that? Well, at the time, they said any dissatisfaction in Rhode Island, look for that. Any union dissatisfaction. So they were supporting. You've got Brown University students promoting the UPS strike or an Amtrak strike in Providence, Rhode Island. They were scanning for opportunities to attack capitalism. They said take advantage of any instability or dissatisfaction, and they're looking for kernels of unrest to advance their revolution. They were hungry for the destruction of America as we now know it. They had a fat capitalists, posters of fat capitalists carving up people in the globe, and they were very happy for the California's longshoremen strike at the time. They said in November 6th, Amtrak is going to strike or was planning to strike at the time. Be very visible on campus. Agitate. Support these strikes. They are highly organized. 20 students. I mean, there are thousands of good students at Brown University in very good classes, in very rational classes. I took some biology class. I majored in biology. And Brown University is also a storehouse of very healthy ideas, very pro-American, pro-valuing your own life ideas. But they are also harboring a mini terrorist camp there who is spreading wrong ideas among the students. They said that they wanted to be very visible on campuses. They didn't want to go by the name of the International Socialist Organization, so they had many different fronts. They said they were against the death penalty, and this was the most chilling thing I heard. This woman, Pam, got up there and said, oh, we're against the death penalty because it's a tool of capitalist oppression. Not a tool of justice. I thought it was a tool of justice. It's a tool of capitalist oppression when we kill Timothy McVeigh, when we execute him. But fascinatingly, at the end of the meeting, Pam, one of the leaders, stated in this militant speech that when the revolution comes, there will definitely be death penalties. So she's looking to kill the capitalists. That's exactly what happened this Tuesday. And so the ideas are not necessarily brewing just amongst people from Iran or bin Laden. They're also brewing in different forms on our very campuses, American campuses, Ivy League schools. And I think that the schools need to take note of that and work to not fuel these ideas surreptitiously to our students.